the Okada is kind of part of the fabric of Nigerian life in that it's a very cheap way of getting around. But it's also a kind of thing that sustains a very poor population who have no prospect for any other kind of employment.
So I gather that authorities there are really trying to get serious about the safety problem. Now tell us what's happening.
On New Year's Day, they started enforcing a law that requires all motorcycle taxi riders and passengers to wear helmets. Even though the government did give notice, people still didn't follow the rules, and they've come down quite hard on people trying to get them to comply with the rules.
So how are the drivers reacting to this? I understand you've been talking to some of them.
Yes, I went to speak to some drivers. They're very angry, and they're basically saying that they can't afford the helmets. I went to a place just outside the capital, Abuja, and I spoke to a driver called Monday, who told me all about the reasons why he doesn't want to wear a helmet.
Okay, you are an Okada rider?
Yes, I'm an Okada rider here.
Why do you not wear a helmet?
The helmet is too costly. I'm not afford to buy the helmet because of the price. The cost of living here is too much. We are not able to buy the helmet, not to talk of to feed ourselves.
And then I gather that in the northern city of Kano, there's been this sort of ingenious way to try to get around this helmet law. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, people, in an attempt to get around the new enforcement, have gone out with their motorcycles wearing all kinds of improvised helmets to make it look like they're taking their safety into concern, including wearing paint pots, pumpkins, dried pumpkins, which are cut in half. They're called calabashes.
Pumpkins and paint tins?
I heard of one person who'd got a tire chopped in half and then tied it to his head. If these guys were under the impression that this would save them from the law, I'm afraid they were sadly mistaken and their motorcycles were impounded.
And are they doing it with humor, though? I mean, paint a portrait for me of what it would look like to see somebody driving along with a pumpkin on their head.
I think it's also, you know, a bit of the Nigerian character, if you were, that they like to stand up against authority, whatever the authority says. In my time here, I've seen plenty of people carrying some very strange things on the backs of Okadas, sheep, 2 dozen chickens. You know, one man I saw had a 3-foot-wide sheet of glass resting in his lap. I mean, people use these things to carry a lot of strange stuff.
Andrew, do you get around on one of these things?
I have in the past, yeah. It's an exhilarating experience and one that one takes with a little bit of trepidation. These motorcycle taxis travel around, especially at traffic lights and roundabouts, in giant swarms, and it can be a perilous kind of journey to even cross the street.
The BBC's Andrew Walker with his eye on the taxi bike situation in Kano, Nigeria, the answer to our geo quiz. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.